There is, on the other hand, a real war. There is one real war, which is Smom versus everyone else, which is basically a war of genocide. It's, you know, a war of genocide through mainly through their medicine, with a massive, massive CIA propaganda system to make it work. So there is a war, and a war of attrition and genocide, which uses crafty, lying, scumbag Gandalf slaves to trick people into poisoning them and killing them. But that's the real war. So if we could talk about the real war instead, and we could say, well, I could say, well, my dad died in the real war.
Yes.
Because I don't have any ancestors who, in quotes, died in a war, right?
But what about Holocaust?
No, none of my ancestors. Well, I did my Holocaust. I don't want to talk about the Holocaust. I don't want to talk about the Holocaust now. I'm just saying none of my ancestors, in quotes, died in a war in the sense that people understand it. But in fact, in reality, my dad did die in the real war, in the sense that they decided to kill him. Like my dad, because my dad was a little bit like me. Let's put it this way: he was a Jew who didn't like Jewish power, knew it was all bollocks, but he wasn't outspoken like me. He wasn't trying to smash it up or tear it down or call people to account, but he knew it was bollocks, right? And he didn't really want to. He didn't like getting involved in the hoaxing. He didn't like it. He didn't want to particularly participate, but he wasn't trying to smash it either. Anyway, they decided to kill him when he was only. It was basically, I think it was 63 when they killed him. He was only 63. So he just retiring. He was very, very careful about his health all his life. And then they just decided that he was going to get what they described to us as a one in a million brain tumour.